I read from the second volume, letter 14. On John Hawkins, on the puzzle of the nature of desire, the consequences, in the known world beyond the terra incognita, on how men do use their lives. To unite in one luster as stars, it says, or as it might dream. The lard pail of ice cream and explosive, the fuse and electric plug, and the silliness of it finally leaving it there as I did, it sitting there in the middle of the afternoon in the middle of the street after she had backed the station wagon underneath a porch. The sense of vulgarity as separating me. After the passageway of the toilets and the whores, as that movie house, Boston, you buy your ticket, but you don't enter, you find yourself in an alleyway. The whole city, starlight, not even ceiling as they used to have, glowing as of stars, by God, pricked out so that in the bad grotto of the bad scripts, you had the firmament over your head, the fundament still your own. To tend to move as though drawn, it also says, or might it read, compare the ripe sunflower? The old charts are not so wrong to which Adam, the old charts are not so wrong which added Adam to the world's directions, which showed any of us the center of a circle our fingers and our toes describe. One taught us how to stand in crowds. There we were, three actors in a loft above Tars Railway in shorts in front of her, doing her bidding, buttocks in and under buttocks, seeking like Euclid, the ape's line, the stance, fit for crowds, to watch parades, never to tire. It was in our minds, what she put there, to get the posture, to pass from the neck up, to get it down, to get the knees bent. Not as he was shown, arms out, legs out, leaping, but another Adam, another man. It does stem. And the joker, that the sense is of a sash weight, after the head is clear, after the birth. A sash weight does hang from between the legs. If you are drawn, if you do unite, if you do be Pithecanthropus. Because of the agora, America was from the start the moral struggle. It was two things first. The banks, which the Basques maybe first found, though Pythias, had he sounded the sludge, he took the water and the air and the sky all to be one of. Ultima Thule. Second, it was treasure, one-fifth to the crown of all, and jewels and pearls. Fish stayed, as so little else, stay to this day, production, the laborer. But Negroes, it turned out, were pearls. What could be sold west, what the islands themselves wanted. And John Hawkins? His father was old-fashioned, made friends among the natives, Sierra Leone or Brazil, and had such honor in the new places he could carry an Indian back to London, a present for Henry. And though the fellow die on the voyage, the people believe old William's story, release the hostage to him, and stock his ship with goods. He bought ivory from the Negroes. He used their labor. He paid goods for goods. He did not grab them as his son did, trading on his father's welcome. It was the son was knighted, the father Irish store. It was the son for a crest, a demi-moor, proper in chains. This was the man broke open the Spanish main. This for England and for America, for some of those who built white houses. On board San Juan de Luca, 57 Negroes, optimi generis, each valued at £160, or a total of £9,120. Schedule of property law, state papers, Dominion of Elizabeth, 53. His son in his turn, the family span America from the finding to the settling of those fishermen, Dorchester Company, Cape Ann. The name of Hawkins, in its French form, Hakim, or in Spanish, Aquinas, became a sound of terror in the narrow seas. Sir Richard is already what we have been. Why, it is only in the harmonics of facts, the one we all somehow get ourselves into ducking. He gave his intent as, quote, to make perfect discovery of all those parts where we should arrive, known as well as unknown, their longitudes and latitudes, the lying of their coasts, their headlands, Cape Ann, your headland, their ports and bays, Gloucester, their cities, O America, towns and peoplings, O you Americans, their manner of government, with the commodities which the countries yield, your goods, citizen, your polis, and of which they want and are in necessity. In necessity, fellow, sit. What is your necessity? And though his vessel's first name was the Repentance, oh, repent. Elizabeth, mind you, thought the form of her so graceful. I do. She ordered her renamed, the Dainty. Oh, rename her. And in the Bay of San Mateo, after 3 days' fight with 14 shot underwater, 7 to 8 feet in the hold, the pump smashed, many killed, more wounded, the rest mad drunk. He was thereafter 5 years a prisoner in Spain's dungeon. With the gums gone, the teeth are large. And though the nose is then nothing, the eye socket, and now the shadow of the radiator on the floor is wolf tits, the even row of it fit to raise feral children. You will count them all in. You will stay in the midst of them. You will know no law. You will hear them in the narrow seas.